Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, everybody? It's Lizzie with baby Ren. She's here eating her bottle. We're leaving out of town pretty soon, and so I am kind of squishing in her feeding with the podcast episode today. I want to just get real with you. I went to dinner with five women. One of them is a nurse in a hospital and shares some of the stuff she's seen behind the scenes between doctors and surgeons and C-sections and patients. And this is just another part of what I feel like is a three-part series with the interview with my OB and how to not get worked over by your medical professionals, those last couple episodes. This is just another episode to really help you be motivated and clear on how important it is and how to align yourself with the best care possible and make sure you're advocating and standing up for yourself, knowing your rights in the hospital, etc. So let's dive in.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hi, my beauties. It's Lizzie. You guys, we had over 5,000, I think it was 5,144 downloads between September 4th, 2023 and October 4th, 2023. And for my podcast, that's a bigger month. And I just wanted to thank all of you guys that have been listening. I just really, really want to thank you for that. And go leave a review if you haven't left one, because it helps this podcast get in front of more women. So 5,000 downloads is a ton. And also there are so many women that are completely aligned with everything I'm teaching in this podcast, and they have no idea that it exists, and they have a problem they're trying to solve. And I would love it if this podcast could just drop into their hands. And algorithms can be amazing like that, but it takes you guys doing reviews, written reviews on this podcast, in order for the algorithm to put it in front of the mamas that need it. So as a thank you, good karma, right? You've been listening. Please do go ahead and leave me a written review. And it's not really leaving it for me, it's leaving it for the moms. And that way other moms can receive this amazing, amazing, amazing free resource. On that note of reviews, we have a new review and I wanted to read it. It's titled Godsend and it was by Maddie Weller. It's 5 stars. She said, Lizzie is an answered prayer. I have been struggling with anxiety since childhood and have always masked it with medicine or pushed it away as best I could to just not deal with it. Flash forward to July 2023 when I had my third baby and postpartum depression and anxiety started kicking in. I prayed big, in all caps, big, to be given direction and guidance. I kid you not, that day I found Lizzie. In the few weeks I have been working with her, she has provided me with tools that I have been missing for years. I have a ways to go, but I already feel myself becoming lighter and present like never before. So much love and gratitude for her. And that was left just this month. Maddie is now my client. And I just want to say thank you so much to you as well for being here and for being so brave to follow your intuition's guidance to get to the root of this stuff and to do it now, right? So many women and people, humans, we wait years, decades to finally go do the help that we've been feeling nudged to do. And my real opinion as the postpartum coach and as a woman who has really walked through the feminine initiation into the darkness of depression and anxiety and chaos in order to rebirth myself and completely redo the foundation of my life is that honestly, bearing children and doing this work in the same years as you're bearing children is the best gift that you can give to your motherhood. It sets you up to be a chain breaker for the generations. And yeah, is it intense? It is, but it's going to be intense no matter when you do it. And you might as well do it during a season where you need to focus on yourself, because doing this work forces you to focus on yourself at a time when a lot of moms are self-abandoning in order, you know, to do the mom thing. we don't want to do that. And so what I love about getting coaching, whether you buy my online course, whether you come join my program, I'm even cooking up like a subscription, however you end up doing it and stuff, it is so needed and good. I just want you guys to know in my coaching, we do actually a lot of therapy too. So if you're worried about like, what's postpartum coaching? I don't even know what this is. It's basically friendship and mentoring from Lizzie as a human and as somebody who's been through it. Then you've got the professional certified coach, Lizzie. And then you've got the Lizzie who's been through years of therapy and coaching herself. And then you've got the deeply mystical, magical, spiritual manifester babe, Lizzie, as well, and hot, badass business owner. And you get all of those feminine figures of me, all of my eras. You get all my eras in your sessions. I have to give a shout out to the Eras Tour because I went to, I don't know, I'm talking about Taylor Swift for those who might not know. Where have you been living? No, I'm just kidding. But I went to the Eras Tour of Taylor Swift the second night of the entire tour in Glendale, Arizona, and it was amazing. And I'm taking my daughter to her movie coming later this month. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Thanks again so much. Please do leave me a written review. And yeah, don't forget to get the freebie that I have, lizzielangston.com. I have a new freebie if you haven't heard of it. It is a Marco Polo group, a support group. It's free postpartum support group on Marco Polo, the app. It's one of my favorite apps. I love it. You'll love it if you've never used it. It's so easy. The best app for moms. So go to lizzielangston.com and you can pick any one of my three or four freebies that are there for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. I went to dinner with a group. There were six of us total, and it was from a group that I'm involved in on Facebook, and it's basically like a working moms hangout group, and we got together in person here in Arizona. One of the women is a mother, and she's also a nurse. She works in labor and delivery in a hospital around here, and we were talking about some of the horrific sides of trying to be a mother and taking maternity leave and recovering from, let's say, a C-section and also having a corporate job or having a job to get back to. We were just talking about some of the challenges with that. And I was really, honestly, it was a heavy night in a good way, but it, as a postpartum warrior woman who fights and advocates and is cutting through, you know, the systems that are failing women and trying to sustain women and bring them knowledge and bring them truth and shed light on the shadows that it, that's kind of surround the time of bearing children in this modern world. I felt a heaviness. This nurse, one of the things she said, I'm going to share a few things that were shared around the table, and these are all anonymous, of course. But one thing she said is that she's literally seen not just one doctor, and in this case, they were both male OBs, in the hospital, encourage their patient to have a C-section for practical reasons, not for actual medical reasons. And for some women, like, they don't mind C-sections, they're used to it or whatever, that's fine. For most of us, I would say we're wanting to avoid one. And because it's a major surgery, especially when you're told the day that you're having one, that you're going to have one, or that they're encouraging you to have one. So this was kind of being done by the doctors in order to help them get off work at the time they wanted to get off work, in order to help them not have to go home and then come back. And listen, I'm not trying to vilify OBGYNs who work in the hospital, because the truth is the system doesn't support them possibly. And that, you know, ultimately gets carried on to the moms. So this isn't necessarily an OBGYN problem. This could be also a problem of the system that they're operating in, so more systemically rooted. But regardless, it's important for us as women and as childbearing women to be aware of, because it could potentially either happen to us or happen to someone that we love. And so what I want you to think about is, what questions would I want to ask someone who was putting me in that position where they're recommending a C-section? What questions would I want to ask them? What about the nurses who are supporting them on that shift that day? What are my rights in the hospital? And do I feel like I'm going to be going into the hospital if you are doing a hospital birth? A lot of us here on this podcast are doing home births or other types of birth. But if you are going in for a hospital birth, do you know the questions to ask? Do you know how to grill a medical professional with respect, but you realize you have every right to ask all the questions, because once it's done, it's done. And I'm going to tell you that I don't want you to be afraid of a C-section, but it was arduous for me. And now I'm 34. I just turned 34 in September. Happy birthday to me. September 24th is my birthday. I just turned 34. And so there's that. And I also, this was my fourth baby, but it was my first non-vaginal. It was my first cesarean. And it was so much harder to come back from. Not just because I'm a little older. I mean, I had my next youngest baby 5.5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. We took a big break. So there's that, but also cesarean. Am I right? Like, it is, they literally cut you open and move all your organs and muscles completely out of the way, like split down the middle out of the way so that they can get into your womb and get your baby out. And it's such a miracle that it happens, that it's so sanitary and safe as it is. But there's new complications and a new intensity to recovery and potentially long-lasting problems.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There was another woman at this table who is a mom of, I want to say three. Corporate job as well. She works in HR and really, really skilled at what she does. And she was in tears, my friends, over talking about how she had two C-sections, not by choice, but out of apparently necessity, question mark, we think, right? And that's one of the problems of not being like a medical doctor ourselves. I would, maybe there are some here on the podcast, welcome. But for the rest of us, the lay mothers, we don't even know sometimes, like, if it's legitimate, the reasons for kind of asking us to be doing a C-section or recommending that. And so it's so, so tricky. You want to make sure you have support and stuff. And I'll get to that more in a minute. But this mama of two with two C-sections was choked up as she was sharing that she doesn't feel like she's been herself since her first C-section. Her energy levels, her body is just different, not in good ways. It doesn't feel like it's really kind of gone back. And she grieves that. And that grief was just palpable through her words. You could see it just kind of coming up as she was talking. This is real. And there are so many women who have similar experiences. Now, I'm not a physical, you know, pelvic floor therapist or a physical therapist. There's so many ways of healing that you'll need that I am not going to be able to deliver to you. But what we can do better at as women is taking responsibility for our health so that we can prevent these things happening to us, especially when we give verbal consent, but our whole body is like screaming, no, 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 right? That's what I want to get to the bottom of, because when you are saying one thing like, okay, and nodding your head to your provider or to anybody who's talking to you about a procedure or a surgery or anything done to you or your baby, but your body is not on board, if you don't have the ability to know when you're out of alignment like that, and you're essentially self-abandoning in a sort of flight or fight or feigning or fawning trauma response, then that is when we have really big physical issues that come up during vaginal labor and delivery, and also during a cesarean or even postpartum complications and sicknesses and infections and illnesses and stuff like that. So I just, yeah, I really think this is an important conversation. Again, I'm not here to vilify OBs. I love my OB. I'm going to try to go to lunch with her later this month. Dr. Brass Jones, who I interviewed just last episode, two episodes ago. So check that out. It was really good. And it was one of the most listened to episodes, I think, in a while on this podcast. So it was really, honestly, a good episode. I did a good job of asking her lots of questions, and she is just so real. Yeah, it's kind of scary stuff. So today in this short but sweet episode, I just wanted to bring those things to your attention and let you know that it's on you when, you know, it's so vulnerable. It's so vulnerable to go into the hospital system, and I can't be there with you, but I want you to do your research, do your homework, figure out what are your rights, what can you, and also just get comfortable pushing back a bit. Or a lot, right? Your health is so sacred. Let me say that again. Your health is so sacred. The health of your body is incredibly sacred. And especially around the right, I'm talking R-I-T-E, the right of passage of having a child, birthing. I mean, it is like a penultimate act of life. It's climactic of, you know, a human giving birth to another human, reproduction. It is such a celebration. It's such an expansion and an expression of femininity and a culmination of what, you know, what you're capable of. And it's amazing. And so you want to protect it and treat it like it's sacred. And if you are in a system that has gotten away from the indigenous and sort of feminine spiritual knowing of sacredness around birth and delivery and labor, bring it back. Bring it back in somehow, some way. Bring it in. I hope this inspires you. And I do hope to bring guests onto this podcast that will continue to educate you and inspire you about ways to make your birth experience more sacred and ways to kind of protect and preserve your body through the process in a system that doesn't always have that as its first priority. Okay, that's it for today. That is the real freaking deal. Speaking of deal, that's not a transition. I don't know how to transition, but I was going to say I'm a generator in human design. And what that means is that my best strategy for creating business and creating anything in the world is essentially letting people bring me and tell me what they want from me. And then I say yes or no to it. Like I'm like, And so I am curious, what do you guys want? If you could pick and choose how you worked with me, would you want like a membership or to be inside of an app together? Would you want me to do something on Substack or some sort of writing platform, blogging platform where you just get more from me in the way of writing? Would you want a subscription to this podcast where I go deeper in a subscription setting and give you more frequency of episodes or cover topics deeper or take requests? What would you want from me? Would you want a support group? Do you want to be in a group coaching setting? Would you want to be in private coaching? Would you want to be in a program? Do you want more courses? Like, what is it that you would like? Please tell me. And I would love to know, and I would very seriously consider it. So just give me an email, lizzie@lizzielangston.com. That's L-I-Z-Z-I-E. Or you can DM me on Instagram. I'm at lizzie.postpartumcoach. Lizzie is L-I-Z-Z-I-E. Postpartum is P-O-S-T-P-A-R-T-U-M coach. Alrighty, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to download any freebie on my website. They're so good. I hope you enjoy them. Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time
by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.